This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand with more politics. At last night's Democratic debate in Austin, Texas, only 100 tickets were given out to the public. More than 40,000 people entered a lottery for those seats. So thousands of Texans wound up elsewhere to watch the debate, local bars, restaurants, ballrooms. Day to Day's Alex Cohen went to a movie theater that showed the debate on the big screen.
Are you guys excited about the Austin, Texas debate?
Tim League is the founder of the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema on the south side of Austin. The Alamo is popular because you can drink beer there and eat food brought right to your seat by tattooed servers. Before last night's debate began, League warmed up the sold-out house with some candidate cheers.
Go Obama! All right, here we go. One, two, three.
Go Obama!
All right, how about the Hillary supporters? We have some Hillary supporters out there. We do, right? One, two, three. All right, that's not bad, considering the numbers.
The Alamo polled its audience and found 22% were Clinton supporters, 51% were for Obama, and the rest were undecided. Each camp was seated in different sections of the theater, which lent to a competitive atmosphere.
It's like watching a Super Bowl here instead of by yourself. It's pretty interesting.
Sitting in one of the front rows was Barry Graff, who declaws cats for a living. Graff noted that in most presidential races, by the time it gets to the Texas primary, the nominee has pretty much been decided. This time, he says, Texans are excited about how crucial their vote is.
There's this kind of a vibe going on. Everybody's really interested in this political. It's a very unique political instance going on.
Graff says he can't stand Hillary Clinton, but before the debate, he told me, he wasn't quite sure about Obama either.
Obama's a great speaker, but so is Matthew McConaughey. So is Jeff Bridges. So what? Who is he? And that's what I'm hoping to find out here tonight.
During the debate, the audience munched on chips with queso and pizza, and they were relatively quiet. One of the biggest rounds of applause came when Hillary Clinton took a stab at the man who once was governor of Texas.
And finally, we need to end George Bush's war on science, which has been way...
But more often than not, Senator Clinton was laughed at by the crowd. She even got a few boos, and that made 31-year-old Hillary supporter Christy Armstrong cringe.
It was a little disturbing with the jeering and the laughing at Hillary. It hurts my feelings, to quote her, but it's okay. I think it just makes me feel even more proud to be supporting her here.
All right, so we're at a commercial break here. I want to see maybe by a round of applause. Who do you think is winning this debate at this point? Obama, folks? You think Obama's on his own?
During commercial breaks, cinema owner Tim League asked the audience how they felt each candidate was faring, and he weighed in with some of his own opinions.
I really have been disenchanted with politics for a long time, and this is the first time where I've actually cared about an election since my hope got crushed.
That sort of enthusiasm could be felt throughout the theater. After the debate ended, I went back and asked Barry Graff, the guy who earlier was somewhat unsure about Obama, how he thought the night went.
I loved it. I kind of got what I was coming to look for personally, because I had a suspicion that I liked Barack Obama a lot, and I do like him in depth. He seems like a man of true character.
Graff says he's now ready to cast his vote, but a few were still uncertain, including the host of the evening, Tim League. He called last night's debate a stalemate.
It didn't sway me one way or the other. So I'm remaining undecided, and I won't really know probably until I pull the curtain on Tuesday.
Texas holds its primary on March 4th. Alex Cohen, NPR News, Austin, Texas.